Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
And I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
This is a special edition episode here, Cody.
It really is, my friend. Yes. First and foremost, yeah. before we begin, sir.
Yeah?
I just want to give a big shout out. And a big, joyful, happy birthday to my boy over here, Mr.
Jermaine Brightwell. Oh, my God.
JB himself. Cheers, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. But you know what? Fuck you. You didn't say it on social media, so I don't know.
Hey.
We got a lot of running jokes on this show, but that one's always going to be a running
grateful
one.
Grateful motherfucker.
As I said, we got a lot of running jokes on this show. That one's gonna be forever.
But that is the most ridiculous shit probably till this day that I run into in my lifetime.
I make a lot of gay jokes at Cody on here. I do a lot of shit on this show. I don't think I could have thought of that one. Straight up told you on the show and everything, and it's like,
that's that till this day, man. That is some of the craziest, most bitch made shit I've heard in my life.
I'm just gonna sum it up as he really loved us.
Yeah,
like, he really loved us.
I mean, this that was like 10 years ago, huh?
Long time ago. Long time ago.
Time flies, man. I feel like it was yesterday.
It does, yeah, because we
like bitch fit
because we do it every birthday, every episode.
It's crazy.
We don't, me and Cody, we'll either just text. We don't write the shit on social media or whatever shit. Why would you need to fucking tell me that on social media? But lately, we do it on the show now because it's just funnier that way.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious.
It's fucking Godsmack funny, to be honest. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I can speak for myself. I don't know if I can speak for Cody, but I don't even think we've ever dated anybody that's done no shit like that to us.
No.
You should do that with your girl for his birthday.
I should. It's fun with her.
I mean, he lives with this girl or whatever, and she probably going to wake up and tell him happy birthday, but he should just look at her and be like...
What that IG story posted. It's already 8:30 a.m. and shit. What's going on here?
You hide me? What the fuck?
What you trying to say?
I'm not good enough now because I'm old. so you can't be like everybody else and just so you because you got my personal number and you live with me. That means you can't tell me on the gram. You're fucking horrible.
I need the whole world to know. Goddamn it!
You're a horrible spouse, and I can't talk to you. maybe one day we can get an explanation out of that.
You know what? Actually, I kind of don't want one.
I kind of don't want one either.
I like the way it is.
Yeah. Me and Cody, we don't really like explanations, you know. It's kind of like that time Yoon tried to tell me that there was I think it was the Bumblebee movie. It was like a good Transformers film. And I was just like, I don't want that.
Yeah. And he's lying, too. The movie ain't that good.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. Even if it was good,
people
I don't
like it, but I don't know.
I don't want good. I want Michael Bay good.
Yeah. I can tell you this. Those Michael Bay movies are way more entertaining than Bumblebee movie. I'll tell you that. That's just me, but...
Well, you know, me and you, we spoiled by the
Bay. Yeah. I think the reason people like that movie so much because there's like a sequence... Right. That, and then there was a sequence that looked just like the cartoon when they're on Cybertron. Looked cool.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It was like probably 5 minutes, though, but the rest of the movie was like, it's kind of like a low-rate Pixar movie, kind of.
Who gives it? Oh. Oh, yeah. Goddamn. Like a DreamWorks film.
Yeah, actually, kind of did.
Oh,
hell no. Yeah, well, it's kind of middle of the line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, what was that? That like a Megamind movie when Incredibles came up, Megamind came down. You're just like, you're like, I'd rather watch Incredibles.
Yeah, it's like it's not bad. It's just like,
No, I want them Bays. And the best thing that Bay is doing right now, dude, is these fucking videos. I can't stop watching, dude, with the What I've Done song from Linkin Park and shit. The shit is diabolically funny. I'm glad people are catching up.
Man, how infamous that song will become one day when it first got released.
I just love our influence on the gram.
People are finally seeing the greatness.
Yeah,
Transformers films.
We've made fun of these. Well, no, we've showed our appreciation of these films for God, I don't know how long now.
It's been about a decade, yeah.
Yeah, you're actually right. Yeah, it's been over a decade now. And, like, we always brought up that music. And we was upset when the Linkin Park became Imagine Dragons. We was like, they just...
I was too upset, though. That Imagine Dragons song is also still amazing. The way they use it is fucking amazing as well. So I'm not too bad about that, but really, it ain't no Linkin Park.
When it kicked on, when Optimus flew on, I was just like, damn. I was like, yo, that's some shit. One more time, I'll let you know. Remember when he stabbed him in the back great. And that Imagine Dragons song came this in? Is I was fantastic. Like, oh. I love this. This is like peak.
like I said, it's still fantastic. Not like part.
That the way shit ends in these videos and the what I do da.
Yeah.
What song was that movie for, by the way? Was it the second Transformers or the third?
Damn it. I kind of blend all those songs
together. Yeah, they all blended together, dude.
Yeah, I want to say, might be the second. Could be wrong, though.
It was the first one, dude.
That's the first movie. Okay.
Damn, that song that old? Damn, I knew it was old, but damn.
7 years old. Shit, okay.
Yeah, so what was the second film? Like you said, I blend all these fucking songs.
All those Linkin Park songs blend right the fuck in together for me.
Let me see. Let's see what the second one was or whatever. You know what? I remember the third one because remember it was that scene where they remember Chicago when they drove back to Chicago and Tyrese and them are looking out the window as they driving and that beat just kicks in or whatever. And it's and then Tyrese with you get that paycheck, Tyrese, by the way. And you get he tries to dial up that acting, that mm-hmm. acting. And I didn't sign up for this. Yes, you did.
It's like that cop in The Dark Knight. Yeah, the fuck you did. Yes. You signed up for this cop. what are you talking about?
How are we forgetting the second one, though? Revenge?
Yeah, because they all blend in together, so it's easy for to get.
You're right. Somebody needs to make a mashup, like... Oh, it was New Divide. That was the name of it. I can't remember how it went, but I... Hold on, you know what?
I played...
I'm sure it was the same shit, and I'm sure if we play it, which I'm about to do right now, it probably sounds like what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we don't need to. That's right. I remember this song now. Remember, it was Optimus was giving that speech in Egypt and shit, and this beat just kicked.
For what we have found is new allies.
It's just like,
okay.
It's like Optimus comes with a fucking Linkin Park band, like whatever. Because the movie always wraps up. Optimus is giving some speech. It's the same fucking speech too. It just changing the words up, and you start hearing that beat kick in of the Linkin Park song, and it just screen goes black. Michael Bay's name show, and the song just blasts. Or whatever. It's just like. You know, we should have a Linkin Park month.
Actually, you know what? I won't be opposed to that. That'd be fun. I could rock with that.
their music videos and songs literally are fucking commercial songs and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, so they work. That's why they work great with Michael Bay, because he was a commercial director and shit like that. So, and the way that those songs kick in at the end of a Transformer, it literally is how a commercial would be filmed.
It's perfect.
So like
that's match made in heaven.
You talk about a dude that started from the bottom and now we here. Shit, it's Michael Bay, baby. Shit. I want to hear the chorus. Oh, here it is.
Like all this shit sounds the same. This sounds just like what I'm doing.
I'm saying. You hear that like guitar riff? That's what I've done. Yeah.
Yeah, even when like the beat kicks in.
Instead of what I've done is give me reason.
Yeah.
What I've done is give me reason.
Same shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Across this new divide, down, 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 down. Remember when that came out, Cody? You thought that was the worst thing you ever saw?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah,
and that third movie came out and said, "Hold my beer, Negro."
It's like, hold on now.
Got some competition for you here.
Okay. Oh, you're like, we said fuck logic before. Okay.
Really, watch this shit. We really going to show you some logic. Because we went from teleporting. Yep. Now we bringing other planets and shit into the atmosphere.
Now we bringing... really did, didn't they?
They took over a whole city.
We got the old senile Spock up in here in robot form. You ain't seen nothing yet. Got more stereotypes.
Yeah, we got more stereotypes.
We offended everybody this week.
I got a guilty thing. I saw that movie in Texas, the Austin. I saw that with the, at the time, the Spill Crew. I think it was Martin, Corey, and co-host. Fucking, I remember joking. I said, co-host hates my ass. I was laughing the whole fucking time in that theater. I saw him like, I think he was like right above me or whatever. I see the corner of his eye just staring at me and shit, whatever shit. I was just like... I always thought those movies was funny as shit. Like, to this day, I saw that first one, and it's no lie, I saw that first one in theaters 7 times because I just could not stop out of the laugh. I would just randomly go. I'd be, like, after a workout and shit, I'd be like, ooh, the theater nearby. Let me see if Transformers playing. Let me go watch that shit. I was telling people, literally, when it came out, that's the best comedy all year. Like, it's fucking hilarious. I did not know it would entertain me in comedy much more as the sequels went along and shit like that. Because that second one, Cody, is the first ever movie screening I ever went to. So I went to that screening. My professor had, which, by the way, I don't know how, in college, he had an invite to it. It was the premiere, actually. It wasn't the screen. It was a premiere. Megan Fox, Shia LaBeouf, all of them was there and shit like that. Got to see this. Me and my brother went. And once again, the only two in the fucking theater laughing. Oh, he just cracking the fuck up. It's just like, and I remember just saying out loud, I was hitting my brother. I was like, that motherfucker got balls, yo. I was like, the balls. And then for John Turturro to point it out, look at the balls on that. I was just like, oh. I was like, I had the lucky experience of always seeing this movie in a crowded place with a bunch of people that I probably know, whatever. Mm-hmm. At least the first three. The other ones I saw by myself, obviously, because we started doing this movie thing or whatever and shit. And if Michael Bay comes back, Cody, me and you, we need to watch that movie in theater together.
Oh yeah, that's a midnight movie right there.
Yeah,
midnight,
we
madness. Yeah,
we straight up like never seen these movies together. And I gotta tell you, they're the funniest true gems you could ever fucking watch. Fuck it, like I never understood the purpose of leave your brain at the door or whatever. I think co-host used that in his review. He was so upset with that fucking third movie, whatever shit. I think I made him more angry though, because I had such a great fucking time. Him and Martin just couldn't get it. They were just like, I don't know what the fuck he saw. I was just like, that shit is stupid and hilarious. Like it's just like, yo, and they know it. And they know it. I mean, fucking Megatron with a hoodie in Africa and shit. Why does he need a hoodie? Yo, are you telling me the sun is burning his molecules and shit? Like, it's amazing. Like, I loved it. When fucking Sam called Optimus and he came and swooped in with his jetpack and just sliced all of them, I clapped, dude. I was like, fuck. I was like, that's my goddamn hero right there. I was like, that bloodthirsty, evil motherfucker right there. Like, he just... It's just really a work of art, dude. It's just brilliant. I didn't think after that third one, I did it again. I thought after that first one, this can't be top. This shit's ridiculous as fuck. That second one came out. I said, this is just peak cinema right here. Everybody was mad with that. I just said, this is glorious, honestly. I can't wait to get this on Blu-ray. I got to have this.
Yeah, I didn't quite get it. At the time, mm-hmm. I think it was really the fourth movie when I really started to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this is what, this is the lens I should watch these movies in. I was doing it wrong the entire time. And then upon rewatching those other ones, like, okay, I get it.
I think I convinced you later on with that third film. I was like, you just got to watch this shit. Mm-hmm. And I think I convinced more people when they found out I had the whole fucking Blu-ray set of each one. I was like, he really liked these movies. I was like, I have the definitive limited edition Blu-ray sets of these fucking movies, okay? Yes. Like with the fucking hologram covers and shit or whatever stuff. Like, so, yeah.
Oh, yes.
When that third one came out, I said, this is, what's that gif of The Rock clapping and shit, standing up or whatever? He just shaked. That was me. I was like, this. And then I doubted Michael Bay again. I said, don't even make no more. You can't top this third one, dude. This was like just it right here. This had everything in it. And then the news dropped. He replaced Sam Witwer with, or Shia LaBeouf with. See, I'm so into the movies. I call him by his character name and shit. See, like, I'm so into it, Cody.
Sam Witwer.
They fucking got Mark Wahlberg. And I said, fucking brilliant. I was like, that is just brilliance upon brilliance. And then that whole fourth movie is about his daughter and the Romeo and Juliet. I was like, God damn.
You can't make this shit up.
That is the whole first act of this movie. That is the whole fucking first act of this movie. Here you go.
I'm Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge. Always sending messages.
He needs to stop sending messages.
Stay sending messages. We are here. We know. Yeah. I think they know at this point.
Who they waiting on?
There ain't shit else going on in the universe with all the Autobots and Decepticons, so of course they don't fucking know. They get confused with something else? Come on now.
Especially when it's like stuff that changes their whole species and shit like that or whatever. Like, it's always like some.
Yeah.
Like, I think if they on another planet, like, how come they couldn't sense that on the moon then? Since the motherfuckers was on the moon, like, they didn't go like, oh, man, they got that all-spark shit. Like, we need to go get some of that. We got a robot. Like, why were they sleeping on the moon, by the way? Like, they were just waiting for decades for this glorious plan and shit to kick in? You don't make no explanation of it. And what's so great about it is they like 3 hours long and shit.
They don't say a goddamn thing. And shit to say.
See, I know people are probably like, well, why are you a Zack Snyder hater then? Because those movies are boring. That's why.
Boring as fuck. He takes himself way too seriously.
Yeah, like they trying to be like serious. It's that serious where it turns into goofy.
Yeah.
They ain't nothing serious. Like, if you took any part of them movies serious, like, they open up with shit, Cody. Like, that's what they do.
The Underground Railroad, transport, killing Hitler and shit.
You got a schizophrenic robot and shit. That's fucking.
Oh, brother, they ain't.
Shit, you got one that's trying to commit suicide and shit constantly. Like, shit serious about this goddamn franchise.
They can't figure out these robots are organic or bio-organic. I don't know. Do they bleed? Is that actually blood? Why is that with a dog?
Why is that one a human? What the hell? Like, they can do that?
They can have children? How the fuck does that work? Okay. The
fucking second movie opens up with a big ass battle in Tokyo, and they talking about we gotta hide this battle. We can't let this be seen. What?
What about that shit that happened in LA? You mean y'all covered that up?
People died, yo. Matter of fact,
blocks go down.
But the movie ended, they gave a speech in LA. It's like, you don't think people saw that shit? It's like, yo, the third movie. That motherfucker happened in Chernobyl, and then the sex shot you see is this girl walking upstairs with her ass shot, whatever, and shit. He's like, yeah, that's the first 5 minutes.
Trying to be subtle. They tore Tokyo a new asshole in that beginning.
They had a giant robot that rolls through the fucking city. It's like, yo. And they talking about, we got to make sure this don't get out to the public. What?
Keep the touch hush.
That's like in Man of Steel, that city getting destroyed in BVS. They saying, yeah, we got to make sure this don't get out to the other city. What? Buildings are toppled. Now, granted, the later the movies went on or whatever and shit, you'd have never known that these aliens came because Chicago got rebuilt in like a month or whatever, or something like that. And it turned into a futuristic city and shit.
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck they did that.
Yeah, I was like, ah, damn, what the hell? Did they scrap the Autobots for fucking buildings?
I mean, to be fair, in the first movie, they did kind of say they kind of retrofitted their old technology into modern technology. So maybe that was the thing.
Well, full circle, shit. You know, they, and you know what? Hey, at least Michael Bay acknowledges it.
Yeah.
Because he brings up that fucking sign. Remember Chicago? Yeah, all Chicago. The fucking time.
Boy, like, boy did we.
I remember.
We still do to this day.
Yeah, how could you forget? Shit, that's what Chicago's famous for now. Ain't that goddamn deep dish pizza? Shit, it's that goddamn aliens Michael that came. Jordan. Yeah, hell no. It ain't the United Center. Fuck all that shit. No, hell no. It's all about hold on, I'm trying to open this goddamn
the great Decepticon Autobot fight of
whatever
Spock. Year that was.
Yeah. It's like of Star Trek coming down and talking about the need. That was the funniest shit ever, Carl. You can't tell me that would have fucked. This motherfucker just standing on a building quoting Star Trek lines and shit. It's just like
fucking nowhere.
It's just so random.
Just because he was Spock.
He's just talking to himself and shit or whatever. It's just like, it's like Michael Bay said, I ain't giving you no goddamn script. Just say what the fuck you used to say.
The main villains of these movies ain't shit, man. Like, other than the main trend, the first one probably. Like the following one and shit. This dude, Sipto Prime, he ain't do a fucking thing about that entire goddamn, he just talking.
Hey, he begged for his life, though, Cody. He begged for his fucking life.
Yeah, he did.
And Optimus didn't show no fucking mercy. He said, I got something for your ass. That motherfucker screamed. He said, Optimus, no. And that motherfucker said, boo, he blew his fucking head off. It's like, yo, this dude is evil, dude. And then they did that sound effect noise. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I was like, ah, damn. And then for whatever reason, Optimus said, fuck it, I gotta kill Megatron too for now for some reason. I don't even know what I remember the line too. I still don't get it. The line literally was, Megatron was standing and he just said, where would you be without me, brother? Optimus, whatever. And Optimus mask came on. Let's find out. I was like, what the fuck? Why are you about to kill Megatron? That's not a threatened line. He trying to see, where would you be without me, brother? Like, come on now. And he just fucking ripped his face in half and shit or whatever. It's just like, yo, I guess after like shooting somebody's head off, dude, you, that blood, that adrenaline still running. You just like,
he just says complete bloodlust. That's all it is.
I guess I kind of respect it. So people, this is weird because normally we don't do a show on my birthday because I'm in some random ass country somewhere or whatever and shit.
Usually, yeah. It's kind of a first, huh? Yeah.
I hit number 30 last year, country number 30 last year. So I'm taking a break from this traveling shit. And not to mention, flights are fucking expensive anyway, whatever and shit, because of all this war and oil and all that shit and stuff like that. So my black ass is staying home these days, whatever and stuff. I thought I would join Cody on this beer thing, whatever and stuff, and give some quick thoughts. since this is my birthday, I might as well have a drink or something like that. Open up the double, the Bourbon County double barrel Heaven Hill bottle here.
Hell yeah.
I just poured me some of that. Poured me some of that Fang, you know.
Nice. Okay.
Poured it in my little JB growler here, whatever, very stuff nice. Like that. Yeah. So
quality birthday pour right there, my friend.
Thank you, sir. You know, you got to start the morning off properly after, like, you know,
starting off right. Hell yeah, I like
death indulging shots and shit last night. So you know, you gotta what's in that cup, whatever. Just drink it, dog. You're going to find out. Oh.
Fine. Yeah. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, all right. Fuck it then. YOLO in this bitch then. We only live once. It's like, oh. And they just looking at you.
You only live one more minute.
Yeah. You really do. You only got like a minute left in this bitch now or whatever. He's like, oh, shit. We taking chances now. Okay. All right. Yeah, my fucking allergies kicking in now. That must be all that Linkin Park talk. Got me all hyped up and shit. You getting those characteristic of those Bourbon County notes there. I got this last November. Was it $35, Cody?
That sounds about right.
It was like around that range. I think I went to go get the, correct me if I'm wrong, Cody, was it the Cherries Jubilee that was last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to go get that. That was after I got a Fortaleza Blanco for like $40. I was just like, Jesus Christ, dude. Wow. If I was into tequila back then, this must have been golden to get it at this price at the time. Then I got me a Stag Junior for like $90. And I was like, oh, you know what? I was on the 605 freeway. I was like, I might as well head over to Total Wine and get some Bourbon County real quick. And I saw these just sitting there still. It had to have been like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. So I think by the time Cody got there, them shits were gone. So yep. They had like four cases still left. So I said, oh, shit. I didn't think they would have. I was looking. I was like, oh, this that double barrel shit that Cody be creaming his pants over and shit when he talks about. This one is in 7-year-old bourbon barrels, by the way, which is Heaven Hill Distillery. Damn, I should have saved this when I opened up the Heaven Hill bottle. I didn't think about that. Did a collaboration there, but not that it would have mattered because this is Heaven Hill bottled in bond, which is a 7-year-old bottle that you can get for like $40 and stuff like that. Solid pour right there. But you get those Bourbon County notes that Goose Island always deliver. You get like that warm bourbon up front. It's got that layered richness. Light on the vanilla. You definitely get more and more chocolate than you do vanilla. But you know what? Fuck all that nose shit. I'm not here to review. Cody is, so I'm going to go ahead and sip
this. Get in there. Mm.
I shouldn't have opened this. I should have waited until I saw you. That's really fucking good, dude.
Yeah, I already know, brother. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, girl. Yeah, that shit hits like no other.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like perfect too, dude. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow. That is like,
yeah.
Damn.
It's crazy, right?
I don't even know why they released the other shit now. I'm having a G4 moment right now, you know, which is funny because I got a G4 bottle right here and shit. And I'm like looking at it. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at this fucking high proof bong and I'm going like, yeah, you should just be the standard now.
That beer is like that, man.
Wow, like there's no like kind of like thick layer where it like covers the mouth or like fucking feels stingy or anything like that. It just like kind of sips like perfectly, like coats the mouth really well. You get that barrel influence, right? Like more so on the palate than you the back end, but my nose is a little fucked up right now because of the allergies and shit. It's super rich.
Mm-hmm.
Decadent. That first sip, it came off as kind of chewy too, as well. Like it was like chewable. Like I was like, I could taste the chocolate, and my mouth ain't moving, but I feel like taking a bite right now, whatever and shit. You know, that is wow. That is
yeah, man.
Wow, that is really fucking good. I've never had a double barrel, one of the double barrel releases, neither. That
shit is different, man. Yeah, brother.
Could have bought the whole fucking case. Yeah. Well, I know what I'll be doing this Black Friday. Yeah, are they doing that this year again? Is that yearly or bi-yearly?
That's a good question.
They didn't do one in 2024, I don't remember, right? I
think they did, no.
I know you reviewed one in 2023.
Yeah.
And you was like, that's peak of all peak right there. Like, I don't remember them doing 2024 because I think you would have did that then.
Yeah. I recall. I don't think they did. Could be wrong. I don't think they did.
You know, I was ready to shit on this. Not shit on it, but like shit on that price point because I've been burned by so many of these. Like, now granted, that's my fault. I paid $60 for those fucking Weller Bourbon County barrels, whatever, and shit and stuff like that.
No, yeah, that's not. Now this.
This barrel. I pay $35, Cody, $39 maybe, whatever. I'd pay $50 for this.
Yeah, that pour is ridiculous.
Yeah. I've learned, too, on those Weller ones or whatever, I just get it right when it comes out. It's like $35, same price, whatever shit. I'd rather just pay that than the $70 I fucking pay because I still got the Eagle Rare one or whatever. I got the Angel's Envy one or whatever and shit, too. I got those at, like, Cork for, like, $30 or whatever and shit. I was actually going to open the Eagle Rare one or whatever, but I got lazy. This was in front of it. People are like, God damn, man, how lazy are you? Hold on, wait a minute. All you had to do was move the motherfucker to the side. I know. But this was there. Because I was saving this one to have with Cody or whatever and shit. But our schedules suck ass. Although it just got better, to be honest, whatever, for both of us, to be honest. It literally just got better for both of us, for Cody and me for this month or whatever, too. So I don't know why I didn't wait, I guess, or whatever and shit. Especially with that backyard looking immaculate right these days, whatever and shit. Nice. So,
hell yeah.
Not the fire pit, by the way.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, and I don't think I showed you the furniture too for the cigar lounge there. I got that too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess I haven't sent you an update. Yeah. All that shit came or whatever. I got everything. Shit,
okay.
Pool table up and everything too. So.
Yes, sir.
Color. I don't need to talk about color with Bourbon County. It's same shit. It's beautiful.
Pretty much opaque.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's dark. It's black. Kind of like us. You know, everything you need to be. Yeah, it's like, as Bernie Mac would say, Whoopi Goldberg's lips and the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck. So yeah, and black keys on a piano. It's all that, whatever. And shit. Yeah. Greatest scene in that movie, by the way. It's just fucking hilarious.
That whole sequence at the gas station was just funny as fuck.
It's just weird. You think you tough?
Here you go, sucker. I mean, brother.
That still is the best sequence of that whole film, whatever shit. Yeah. Bernie Mac just fucking. I will give him that. I don't think them dudes or was it Kings of Comedy, or whatever. But I'll give Bernie Mac. I'll put him up there in my top 5 or 10 or whatever and shit. That motherfucker in movies, he's funny as shit. And funny enough, he's always like a cameo. Shit, his cameos are like the most. Remember, he was in Transformers.
Yep, the first one.
And it was the funniest shit ever because he's like, it's a family-owned business. He's like, my mama's sitting right up there. And she's like, flicks him off and he's waving. He's like, I like to take a rock and bash it upside your fucking head. It was so fucking random. It's just like, oh. Or what was that movie where he was walking down the subway and he just slapping the shit out of motherfuckers and shit? Forgot the name of that one, whatever.
Was that Mr. 3000? Or Chris Rock, right?
Yeah, it was one with Chris Rock.
Head of state.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Friday. Lord have mercy. Comes off as the pastor man or whatever, and he talking about sins and all this and how you need to cleanse yourself. And as soon as Miss Parker bends over this motherfucker, Lord have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd, and he knows what I want. Oh, Bernie Mac, true comedy legend right there. But dude, this is
that double barrel Bourbon County, that shit is next level, sir.
I'd like to say I could drink this all day, but I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
I just wouldn't do that. This is like special right here.
It's a very special beer.
This is really fucking good. Can you do me a favor? Mm-hmm. Can you type this in and see if you could find this for sale right now? See how much that's if someone's selling slanging it. What's the secondary on this right now? Ooh, okay. So more notes are starting to come through. I'm getting, hey, you know, you kind of get this on a lot of Bourbon County special release too. That cherry comes in a little bit more. There's like the dark coffee notes as well too. It's basically the Bourbon County profile. It's just so much more richer and shit. Hmm. On the finish too, it's like this cream brulee too is filling.
Let's see. Bevmo theoretically has it for $40, but I don't know if there's any Bevmo around us.
Yeah, I bet it's like we had it, but once you click this link. Once you click this link, I bet you can't find it. Oh wait, well, hold on. All right.
That's only pickup in Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to say I bet it's like in another state and I bet it's only pickup. I guess the shit in Chicago don't really sell out. Well, I guess Chicago is, well, California is too though. It's like Beer County too as well. But Chicago, you can still find shit over there. I don't know. That's okay. Yeah. I don't see it.
If I know where.
Yeah, I don't see it. Because even I was still able to find that Weller one, whatever, even though it cost me fucking more or whatever and shit. But yeah, I don't see it.
Crazy.
Okay. I found it. I don't know what the fuck this site is. Gold Wine, and they're in Illinois. Yeah, Chicago. And they do ship. It's $40. Gold company is called Gold Eagle Wine and Spirits. They even got an app too. Download that. Since I have it, I wouldn't pay for the shipping and shit like that. because it'd be kind of weird just to buy one fucking. I guess you can get other Goose Island bottles they got from there too, and just bundle it up the ship, whatever. Because that'd just be weird to buy one fucking thing, a beer to ship to you. Shit, I just buy two of them. Then I guess I $40 though. If that's the going rate, that it ain't increased in price like that, and $40 you can get it for, that's worth it, dude. I'd pay it.
I would say so.
Yeah, this is good because I paid what, $5 less. So you're just paying the shipping part on it, which. Fuck it. I mean, pay it then. You know, just buy two of them then. Spend $60, get two of them, and then pay the shipping and tax on it. Maybe it'll be a little less. This is worth it. This is fucking good, dude. I like this a lot. I'm getting that little cream brulee filling now on the back end, too. It's kind of got like a little bit of hint of sweetness, too. But like there's that dark cocoa, dark chocolate fillings going on as well, too. I'm really liking that. It just coats the mouth. That's my best feeling of this whole experience right here. Coats the mouth really well. I love how that just like covers the whole intel. It feels like I'm eating like a dark chocolate with like a filling inside of more chocolate. Like it just like busting in your mouth or whatever and shit like that. Pause, by the way. You got to watch that because the kids are listening to this now. You gotta pause it now. So this is really good, dude. I highly recommend this for you.
Might have to hop on that, dude, because I did miss out last year. Fortunately, I could have gotten it. I was just being a little bit lackadaisical with it, but yeah, I should have hopped on that.
Was that because of that 30th anniversary?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, what else would it be? Greatest beer of all time. Yeah.
You know, a part of me kind of want to try that now.
You go for that, sir. Have fun.
I just don't want to spend the money on it because once again, it's still findable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that shit still. I was like, it's still there.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Quick way for me, though.
Well, to be fair, you did review it twice. You tried to give it a second chance. It failed on its ass the second time. It got worse, to be honest, whatever. But, you know. That was Cody's Remember Chicago. He drank that shit. Yeah.
To this day. Every year. PTSD. Mm. Real.
I'm gonna give that a last drop.
Got to, right?
Yeah, you kind of got to. Yeah, price is perfect for this. We cheat. No price is ever perfect unless it's free. But I will tell you, if I have to spend more money for a beer or a spirit or whatever it may be, and it's like quality like this, I get it. Like I'm bitching right now. We bitch about a lot of things we drink on this show, whatever, when it comes to price point. Realistically, after hindsight being 2020, I'd buy it again. You know, I think we talked about, I'm trying to think of something we talked about that was pretty high up there. I'd say Siempre Vivo. What I love about that is it's $89, I think, the most now. $89, but it's such a conversational piece. It's so fucking different from other Blancos and shit like that. It's not like really excellent or whatever. It just has so much uniqueness to it. Like you never tried this in a Blanco, and it's like kind of weird, and like you'd kind of want to give it to people to see where they stand on it and stuff like that. So that's a special kind of pour right there where you like, I'd spend the money on that just to like try that out. I know we were bitching at Coscones before we started at this earlier, and we're going to continue to bitch because we didn't drop them goddamn prices. I told Cody this morning or last night, I think. It was like last night of Coscones released their 2026 Nuestra Races, which is their Jungle Juice Part 2, if you will. I was like, yo, Cody, that shit just got released. Be on the lookout. These motherfuckers released it at the same fucking price at one of...
price of 110. Goddamn Blanco. Get the fuck out of here. That's about it.
That's like fucking crazy, dude. Like, I'm not spending with tax and shit. That's 120, dude.
Yeah. Yep.
120, dude. Like what? Like, we've been talking about this on this show. We just did regular ass Anejo month. Damn the regular ass Anejos. There's some specialty Anejos I can get cheaper than that. I think I told Cody, I got that Siete Leguas, the French oak cask, which is a Anejo. I got that at Costco for $60. They just released the Hungarian oak. That was another one. I didn't get that one. I didn't see it and shit. I don't know, they only had the French oak one, but High Proof even has the Hungarian oak one now for like $69. That's a special release of añejo, aged in different kind of barrels and shit. It's like $69, and you expect me to buy a fucking blanco at $110 to $115? Like, get out of here, dude. Like, so, I think we've had enough Cosconis to understand now they're good. Mm-hmm. They not repeat business for me though. I got two bottles from them. I got the Rosa Repo and I got the Jungle Juice last year. I've had all their pours now, from the regular number 7 Blanco up to that extra añejo now, mm-hmm. courtesy of Cody and some of these events I've been to. They don't scream repeat business for me. Lost Lore screams repeat business for me because they're affordable as shit. They're really fucking good.
Fucking delicious.
Yeah, you know, they're really
exciting stuff right now.
They're really fucking good. And Sueno, they're repeat business to me. Oh, anything Sergio Cruz, they're repeat business to me because they're cheap. They're delicious as fucking, they're cheap. Like, you know, you don't feel like you lost out or whatever and shit like that, you know?
El Tesoro in there too.
El Tesoro, hey man, that Paradiso, mm-hmm. what was that, 180, 179, something like that? Come on, dog. I might go buy me one of these for the birthday. Just be like, hey, I got to buy myself a gift or whatever shit, because that's just a great fucking price, whatever. I just showed Cody this product. I told him about it a few months ago, Zumbador. They're getting hot right now. They're pretty popular right now. Everybody's doing single barrels with them and shit like that. They're kind of like the new San Matias extra añejo right now. Like they're pretty hot, everybody, and they're good too. I reviewed one for añejo month last month and I was like, it's a solid pour. I gave it a 3. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at it right there. It's right over there and shit. They got a new high proof blanco that came out. It's $35. Even if you didn't like it, you like, I don't even feel like I hurt myself. $35 there. Cosconis, you feel like you're taking a gamble sometimes. You're like,
that's a huge ass gamble.
Yeah. That shit better be
delicious. For a goddamn Blanco? Come on, man.
That shit better be last drop. That's all I know.
Minimum, yes.
Yeah, like that's minimum. Like, it straight up is. You better be fucking last drop for me to buy that. But yeah, they just can't get repeat. It's too many tequila brands out there that me and Cody, as much as we've drinking them, we just haven't tried all of them yet still, whatever and stuff. Need to get out there and do more, mm-hmm. whatever and stuff. And they just don't scream like they want my business anymore because of their prices and shit. And I'd rather just go somewhere else, you know?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Left us no choice.
Yeah, you got to drop that price. That should be, for that bottle, $79 at most.
$70, I would say.
Yeah. I'd buy it right now if it was $70.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
On this show.
That's a no-brainer right there.
Yeah, I'd get it right here on this show.
I love their products, but the price is just fucking stupid.
Well, they're on the bed. They're on the thing of like they're, you know, Chizzy Rona. So that's
some fucking nerve.
I don't think anybody gonna argue about that bottle. That bottle is that's some special shit right there. If you like tequila and you've been drinking it for a while and you ain't tried Tears,
man. Tears of your Rona.
That'd be my first on your list to try. Then if you drink tequila a lot and you like tequila a lot and you ain't tried that yet, I'd be like, oh yeah, you should go drink Tears.
Yeah,
it's worth the $200. I know we was kind of like upset because we bought our bottles like really cheap, to be honest, back then. We got ours before the hype hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Got ours like, I got mine at 150 or 140. Yeah, I got like 140. I think Cody got his like 159 or whatever and shit. And them motherfuckers was delicious. And then that shit shot up right after Cody bought it to like 209. It was like, oof.
So, man, that pour is so fucking good.
But now, you know, that we drink a lot more tequila, because that was kind of our first way of getting into tequila, really, at least on the higher-end product.
Mm-hmm.
Now I look at that $200 and go like, oh, that's nothing, man. For that bottle? It's a 1 liter, too? Oh, that's worth it. That is totally worth it. I'd pay that. Because we spend that on other shit. I mean, you spent that on the Cosconis one.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I did. Yeah, I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot about that.
Actually, more, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I give this a last drop, dude. I am.
I'm like a double barrel.
I have to tell you, though, I'm not an avid beer drinker like you. That just fucked the game up now, though, for me. That really just fucked it. I don't even want the regular shit now.
Yeah.
And I like that Cherry Jubilee. I bought two of those, whatever. Oh, yeah, but that was really good. But yeah, that
thing sucked with that double barrel, though.
That's like child's play. Yeah.
No, I'm on the planet. Like I said, I still. My best beer of all time.
I hate to insult it. It's child's play, to be honest. That's children's shit. I don't want that. Why would I want that? Like, yeah, I'm literally getting G4 thoughts right now.
Mm-hmm.
That repo good.
Fair.
But that ain't that fucking 7-year-old extra Anejo. You know, ain't that. I mean, it ain't hitting like that. That Blanco's okay. It ain't that high proof of that Madeira though. It ain't that. So I'm getting some G4 vibes right now, and I don't know how I feel about that, because I actually like that Cherry Jubilee, whatever. But it's like, why give them $25 for that when I can throw an extra $10 and get this?
Get that, yeah. I'm going back for you, sir.
Yeah, it kind of isn't now. This kind of fucked the game up. Now, Cody can do that because he drinks beer. He's a beer guy, whatever. He's a craft beer god right there, whatever, stuff like that. He's the godfather of it. I don't drink beer like that. So for me, and I'm going like, oh, I know what I'll be looking for on my Black Fridays now. I was getting the regular shit. I want this shit now.
Yeah.
I want some of that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you for reviewing it, because I would probably never got this had you not.
Of course. You had a chance to try it for yourself. But cause, man, that's a world-class beer right there.
It's so rich.
Yeah. So complex.
I don't know how you couldn't like this. I'll be honest with you. I actually don't know how you couldn't like this.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm a rookie beer guy. I drink what Cody tells me to drink. I don't see how you couldn't like this. Mm-hmm. Wow, this is...
Yeah. Who's starting to kill you, man?
I
tell you, man, their barrel program, the best on the planet as far as like craft beer goes.
Yeah, I don't... You're going to have to find the bourbon beer that knocks us out the park for me, because I don't think nothing topping this, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't top for me as of yet. I don't think it ever will at this point, but yeah.
What's that fucking expensive one in Anaheim? Bottle Logic?
Oh, yeah, Bottle Logic. Yeah.
They topping this?
Hell no.
Yeah. No, that shit's expensive there, by the way. You're like, hey, that shit pricey as fuck. You're like, yeah.
Fuck, I like that.
That shit's expensive as fuck. I was like, yeah.
Although I do still love that first taste of that Lost Lore Bottle Logic I had last year. That was good.
Oh, that's delicious. That's delicious.
Otherwise, fuck Bottle Logic.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was really fucking good. They are so fucking good. It was good. Yeah, they should just need to do more of that. They should just do tequila shit.
Yeah.
You know what would be cool is if they sold the shit at the distillery in Anaheim.
Oh, could you imagine?
That'd be nice.
Oh, I'll be clutch.
They got a nice little distillery there or whatever. I mean, it's not big. It's tiny as fuck, whatever and shit. But it's a nice little distillery there and shit. I'd love to, like, I know they don't pour that. You got a different liquor license for that, whatever and shit. But still, like, that'd be nice if they sold the bottle there.
That'd be dope.
Or if you could go to their website to get it. I'd like them to do a part two from Barrel. Because I'm into the Lost Lore beer collab now. They need to do more of those, because I'm into it. I'm in it to win it. I want to try that. That's the first time I actually think the beer collab works better with tequila than whiskey. So
yeah,
it's too similar of profiles, or whatever, for whiskey. It just doesn't really add much to it, or whatever. It's just like I'm not really getting the best of both worlds with this, or whatever. I'm just getting really just combination of one world, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But with tequila, you really are getting like that best of both worlds. Like, it's like, oh shit, there's layers on this now. So tequila's in a great spot for that. So this is fucking delicious, by the way. God damn, I'm sorry, Cody.
No, you're good.
please talk about yours now, please.
Well, I should definitely have to compare to that, but
I need you to talk right now.
Best over here.
I'm rambling and shit.
I'm having myself a little throwback here today. This one of the first craft beers I tried when I first got into the swing of things way back when. It's a highly sought after and popular classic Belgian ale. This is Chimay Red, or Chimay Premier, as some would like to call it.
All classy and shit. Chimay.
Chimay.
You sound like Michael Jackson. Chimay. 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 Okay. Okay, Thriller, I see you.
So this is their Trappist Ale. It's coming in at 11.2% alcohol by volume. And this is how many liters is this bottle? 11.20 ounces. Okay. Not bad, not bad. Oh, sorry, it's 7%. Sorry, my mistake. 7%, 11-ounce bottle. My mistake. All right. As you can see, has like a kind of like a
hazy,
hard water kind of look going on.
Yeah, like that's hazy,
attractive looking beer, but it's not really what we're going for here.
It's unique. It looks like iced tea.
Actually, it kind of does a little bit. Actually,
yeah, it's unique. Kind of looks like it could be kind of a sour, like a dark sour, like a little. Yeah,
I can't really see it on the camera, but it's like some sediment there. Action going on in there at the bottom.
What was that? That sour Dia de los
Mangoes,
pino or mango?
I think it's mango and pineapple.
I think I remember you reviewed the pineapple one. Whatever, it kind of reminds me of that color one, but like that one's a little bit darker. But I can see like that one blending in. I remember you reviewed both. I love the pineapple, the mango one. I never had the pineapple one, but I remember you reviewed it and you liked it. So kind of looks like that.
Yeah, very barnyard type nose, slightly woody, some sour characteristics as well. Getting a little bit of like a cinnamon note, a little bit.
I can see that. That color gives off cinnamon, like apple, what do they call it? A hot toddy, apple cider shit or whatever.
Some of those, there's real Belgian yeast characteristics. A little bit of dark fruit, kind of plum, cherry. A little bit of caramel. Actually, very complex nose the more you dig into it.
Shocked about the tropical flute there, the plum.
Yeah.
Actually, that shouldn't be, because if I'm thinking like hot toddy, like you think of like kind of like apples, cinnamon.
Yeah, sugar. Actually, I'm getting like a little bit of apple on the back end.
You look like you should put a cinnamon stick in that motherfucker, to be honest.
Yeah, you could, honestly.
Yeah. I make a beer cocktail with that.
Yeah, actually, it's actually a very nice aroma going on here. Look at that aroma. Look at that aroma, 3.5.
That aroma sounds complex.
Yeah, look at that aroma, 3.5. Oh, I'm going for the...
I like the color. I like the color. That color looks unique. It's murky. I like it.
You know, it has this unique characteristics, I would say, as far as like appearance goes.
Piques my interest.
Yeah.
Not everything needs to be this goddamn color right here, okay?
No.
Like, it just doesn't. Yeah. Like, and just because it is that color, don't make it so fucking delicious. So,
So mouthfeel is pretty light. Flavor though, actually follows the nose pretty well. Getting slightly woody characteristic, even though it's not aged anything. I'm getting a little bit of a woody characteristic to it. Light vanilla, some banana, a little bit of clove, that dark fruit, that plum.
Still tropical fruit, though, like you said.
A little bit of the dark cherry.
Yeah. The banana throws me off.
Yeah.
Curious.
Yeah, interesting. I didn't get it on the nose, but you get it on the palate, though.
And you said that first, too, so that must mean that.
It
stands out, then. Okay, that's interesting.
A light coffee note on the back end there. A little faint, but nothing too prominent. But it's definitely a little bit of coffee. Oh, something else, too. Maybe like a toffee caramel on the back end, too.
I was going to say, if you're getting coffee, you're getting toffee then, too? What does it remind you of?
Remind me of? It really doesn't remind me of really anything I've had on the show recently.
Doesn't even have to be alcohol. Yeah, it doesn't even have to be alcohol.
It's like a good, it's almost dessert-y in a way without being too viscous.
Yeah, okay.
I can see this being like a really good after-dinner drink as well.
I could see that.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, they make weird-ass desserts now, so
yeah. Because it's kind of like I've got to point that out, too. It's like a kind of like a bread, like a warm bread kind of characteristic, too.
Like a apple cinnamon pie with a little bit of ice cream on top.
Something like that.
Maybe with some bananas on the side, like a fucking banana split, maybe, or whatever it's somewhere. Banana split, maybe? Banana split, ice apple pie in that range, or whatever.
Maybe something more like an apple pie crust. Or pie crust in general.
It's got to be crumble too. Got to be that crumble.
Ooh, I love that too. It's got like a zap of that brightness too, almost like a green apple kind of like spritz in the middle of the tongue, along with that banana in the front end too. This is really nice, man.
It's giving off Siempre Vivo.
Yeah, a slight sourness in the back end, the touch of bitterness too, just kind of rounds everything and balances everything out. This is a very well-rounded, very unique pour.
Conversational piece.
Yeah, I can't quite give it a last drop because nothing in here is blowing my mind per se. Mm-hmm. But everything it is doing everything quite well. It is actually doing everything to perfection on that end.
Is that a six pack?
I think you can get like a four pack, but I just bought the single bottle. It was like $5, give or take.
Oh, okay, not bad.
Change. Yeah. This is a beyond solid pour, man. And I said what, $5 on this?
Ain't shit.
Easily a no brainer for me. I'm gonna drop a 3.5 on this.
Yeah, I was gonna say
Chimay Premier right here, man. It's a damn good beer, quality shit right here, dude. And it's fun revisiting this too. As I was saying earlier, this is one of the first beers I had in my early craft beer days. It's, you know, it kind of brings me back, has a nostalgic place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Being one of the first Belgian ales I tried, and it stands the test of time, man. Just as good as the first day I had it. Chimay, keep doing your thing. Delicious.
Oh, I see it. They even got it in cans and everything. Okay. Yeah, I was looking it up. They got like ales and I see some Belgian reserves. Okay. Grande Reserve.
I was trying to find out. I like their whole lineup too. Because this is the red. They got the blue and the yellow. I think the yellow is my favorite.
Yeah, I was looking at they had the whole lineup. There's like a red, blue. Yeah, you're right. Yep. Chimay Red, also known as Chimay Premier.
Mm-hmm.
An authentic Belgian Trappist ale.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's the oldest one of that lineup, too.
Oh, I forgot to mention that. Yeah, that's right. This is the first. Yep.
Mm. What is a Trappist ale? What is that?
I believe it's brewed by monks.
Gotcha. Shit. You blessed in drinking this shit, then. Oh, fuck. That's like getting kosher food and stuff like that. The rabbi.
So it's that real shit. Yeah.
Damn, shit. That might give it a last drop for me then. Hold on.
It's one of the oldest breweries too. They haven't really changed the recipe or their style of brewing the beer either.
Fuck. They own Cody's family then. Shit. Oh, shit. No wonder he gave it a 3.5. He got some grudges there still held, too.
Pledge my allegiance.
He was like, hold up, I can't go all out on him or I'll lose my black card real quick. But let me tone that down.
Face.
Yeah. He was like, wait a minute now. Hold on. Shit. Hold on. He's like, I love that it says you can locate this at a Total Wine, More, BevMo, whatever shit. Okay. It's findable then too, people. So
yeah, you can definitely find it. Yep. Yes, you can.
What is this? $24. Is that a big ass bottle of it? Yes, it's a four-pack. Four-pack, $24.99 at Total Wine. Is that kind of high or what?
Yeah,
that kind of is.
Yeah,
because if you got that for five, you can just get four or three more for under then. So,
it's probably like $5 overpriced.
It is Total Wine, people, so, you know, you got to bear with it. It's like, you know, you can get a bigger bottle though at a Total Wine. I don't know what a 750 milliliter size with a cork on it, dude, for $16.
Yeah, that'd be a route to go. I'd rather get two of those, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I just get two of those. So four pack, yeah.
Yeah.
Just get two of those. So yeah, because that's like bring that to the barbecue. That's all right.
It's funny you mentioned it. This actually pair very well with barbecue, believe it or not.
I'm so hungry.
This would actually work.
Even though I ate breakfast, I want some like grilled food. Man.
Yeah, it's your birthday, brother.
I want some
good eats coming.
I want some grilled food and shit really bad. I got that smoker out in the back. I want some.
I forgot to get the whole setup. That's right.
Yeah, I want some meat on that motherfucker. I got some friends taking me for Chinese night, whatever. But I need to get some smoked right now.
That smoke action.
I don't give a fuck if it's a Wagyu hot dog. Throw that motherfucker on there. I don't care.
Yeah, man. So just smoke it.
Mm-hmm. The store over there in Long Beach, Wagyu hot dogs, like $6 or whatever. Shit,
that's not bad at all.
Wagyu burgers too, there, dude. By the way, for like $10. I think the closest one to you is in Marina Del Rey. By the way, they have a store over there. It's a little meat store. I go there. It's called Wild Fork, people. I spend like $400.
Oh, Wild Fork. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
I spend like $400 in there, and I just fill up my deep freezer and my regular freezer, and I ain't got to go back for like 3 months. I get like tomahawks there for like $26 and shit like that.
Stack up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the meat there is just so cheap. But they burger, their Wagyu burgers and hot. I had the Wagyu burgers last week, dude, right after the show. And man, That's so fucking good. And it's in a box too. And I was like, it's fucking delicious. So yeah, you ain't, it's already, the patty already made. You just fucking throw it on it, smoke or whatever and shit. It's good, dude. It's good. But yeah, Wild Fork people, if you live in California. So it's like spaced out though. But luckily for me and Cody, we actually have one in our neighborhoods nearby. Yes, so unlike liquor stores.
Can't have it all.
Yeah, you just can't have it all, I guess, whatever. Can't have it all. Yeah, we're going to get out of here now. We're pretty much done. We got a last drop on a 3.5 here. Pretty good episode then here for the month of June. Already starting off great, Dan.
I think so.
Yeah, so gave a last drop last week. Then got some last drop this week as well, too. So the birthday months are always the best of the best, like the best of the best movies on Uganda film. Should be. They should be. Not like the month of May, but, you know.
Well, that's all over done with now. So
yeah, Cody's like, I don't want to talk about that. Hell no, I don't. So at the end of this month, people, you will be getting our top three best of the year so far.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Yeah. So the last week of this June, so we gotta put our. I guess we could throw a worst of on there so far too, because we both have one.
Yeah,
so.
We could. Yeah. So, 3-3. Yeah, we do that.
Yeah. So we can do that as well, but did we do Only Mix this year? I don't remember now. Was that last year or this year?
No, we did that this year.
God damn, dude. It's time frame.
Hold on. Did we? Was that?
I think it was this year. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, shit, dude. Yeah. All right. Time frames are mixing together, people. We old.
Yeah.
I just grew a year older. If you was relying on my memory to help, that ain't now. Hell no. So, yeah. And Cody's already fucked, so.
Yeah, fucked. So, you
don't expect it. So, yeah. So, we're gonna be back next week though. It's tequila week.
That's right.
It's the birthday month of tequila right there. That birthday tequila right there. Yeah, that's, I don't even know what the fuck. I probably haven't
read that. What will it be, sir?
Well, shit. Let me check my calendar and let's see if I wrote it down already. I did, but I don't know. This year's been kind of funky, right? I didn't really write as much as I did last year and stuff, so, and shit's been changing. Like, that's 2025. Let's look at that 2026 schedule there. I didn't write shit. Tequila Week's blank.
Oh, okay. Dealer's choice then.
Yeah. Tequila Week's blank.
You like it.
It's probably going to be something in that bottom shelf that's on a box that's cost a little bit of money, maybe.
Yeah, okay. That sounds about right.
Yeah, because it needs to be something special. And unless Lost Lore want to surprise... Or Cabal, want to surprise. I was
about to say, if Cabal comes in clutch, man, sometime this week, ooh, that'd be perfect.
I'd like that. Yeah,
I'd
love to do that, you know.
Fucking show up first.
I got that Hoven finally. I saw that.
Yeah.
Opened it right away, too. I opened it right away. It got a lot of spice on it.
Okay.
It's definitely, see, I'm not into Hovens like that, whatever. So, like, I'll tell you this. I would say you should get it because it is. It's cheap. You can get it for $80 to $90, whatever shit. I mean, for that decanter, that beautiful red decanter, it's cheap. It's good. I just don't think for Hovens, there's not like a lot of uniqueness to it. Yeah. It's solid though.
Okay.
I mean, I sipped it. I didn't really like, I was talking when I was sipping on it, whatever, so I wasn't really like focusing on it and stuff like that. But I was like, the one thing that caught me, my attention or whatever, it's got a lot of spice on it. So, tastes better than the and Everardo. I'd love to hear his thoughts on it because me and him sipped this together. We had sipped on the Lost Lore Hoven together. He bought the bottle and he's like, "You want to try it right now?" I was like, "Fuck it, let's do it." And we tried it right then. And it was just like, "Yeah, it's a Hoven. I don't really expect much out of this. Whatever, it's fine. Whatever." And I love that brand, but that Lost Lore Hoven was like, "Eh, I don't need to buy this." But this one, I don't know. I thought it was better. It's one of those, whatever, I think you should try before you buy it, you know? The bottle's beautiful itself, though. That's why I was like, I need that decanter. I was like, shit, that red just looks gorgeous as fuck or whatever. So, and hopefully I can get this other Cabal single barrel. I got this store in New York that got their little Cabal single barrels and shit with the different cans. Yeah. I was like, yeah. I asked him about shipping. He's like, shoot me your address. Let me calculate it for it. And if it's a good price, I'm going to be like, hey, pull the trigger on that shit then. Let's do it then. Because I need them horse heads. Them horse heads are beautiful.
Yeah.
And Cabal single barrel program, as you said about Bourbon County, I feel the same about this single barrel program with this new nom. That shit's amazing. So I will pay
top dollar.
Shit, I mean, I'd pay one up to 150 for those Cabal Anejo special release. So yeah, if it's around there, I'd pay that.
Yeah, I mean they are worth it.
Mm-hmm.
They are. I'll give it to them.
Yeah, it's the difference between Coscana. Like those Coscana bottles are nice, but they're nice, but it's like all right, yeah. But those Cabal Horseheads, they're probably the best tequila bottles out there. They're like in the top five, dude. Like,
and it was very smart of them to relegate the Horsehead to special releases.
I agree.
Very smart decision on their part.
Yeah, because like you know, it could get over fluctuated. Like, oh, I don't need that. Like, basically, here I'm buying the Hoven for the decanter. I don't even like Hovens, whatever. But I'm also too. I'm buying because Cabal has a good track record of like good shit.
Right.
So I'm willing to try it, and especially it's under $100. So yeah, I'll try it. But mainly, let's be real. That's that red decanter that really goes. Like, yeah, I need that. I mean, I'll pay for that just alone, whatever shit. If I don't like the juice, fuck it. I'll pour it out and put like something else in there, shit like that. So, but yeah, I agree with you. I think it was smart to keep that just to special releases, limited releases, whatever it may be, single barrel programs and shit. Because if that was the case, I'd just be like, well, why am I buying that for the Horsehead? I can just get a Horsehead on a regular Blanco, Steelstream, whatever it may be and shit. So, yeah. I heard there's a thing going around too. Since they don't make them anymore, people are going to be collecting their 375 and 100 milliliter bottles. So if you see those, Cody, in the wild, I recommend you get those. I hear that's going to be a thing now. Whatever.
Interesting.
I have the 100 milliliter extra añejo. I don't think I'm gonna open that one because that's the second time I got one and I opened it and it vanished because I drank that shit. I do have the 375 still strength. And the Blanco, the 375 milliliters Tequila Ranch had the Añejo and Reposado. They don't have any more now. So I think I might start looking for those too, because apparently people is, I got a talk to yesterday saying that like, yeah, apparently people are looking for those now. They're like hot commodities. So if you see it, grab it, buy it, recommend it. Well, plus it's a good brand. So I wouldn't want the smaller size. So. We're gonna get out of here now, folks. That is so good. I wish I had like something else rich to go with it, like a fine chocolate or a cigar or anything like that. That'd be fantastic. Oh, we're gonna get out of here though, folks. We'll be back for Tequila Week next week. I have no fucking idea what to pour. If Cody just said if Cabal Añejo comes through, that charred,
we definitely doing that.
I would love to do that.
We doing that for sure. If that pops up this week,
feel like we've been talking about that. Like the funny thing is we've seen it pop up, just not in our area.
Man, nowhere near us.
Yeah, so what the fuck? Like
we're here.
Yeah, anyone but you. Yeah, so it's there.
And you gotta imagine getting closer and closer because fuck, how long has it been since they announced that shit?
I feel like it's been a month now, dude. Wasn't it like beginning of May? Wasn't it like Mother's Day or some shit like that?
Actually.
Yeah, so like I feel like me and you've been talking about it for like over a month now, so I just want it. I know it's June too, so a lot of pre-orders are about to start coming through as well. I was able to get my hands on the Lost Lore Pink bottle, that Ambarana Part 2, if you will. I know that was going to start be coming out in June. I was able to get my hands on a Lost Lore FTR collaboration too as well. I was told that'd be out in June as well, so maybe, hopefully, by Mix and Match week, I'll have these bottles, whatever, and I can do a little special opening when I get those. But and another thing, too, I would say keep my eyes open, people. If you see it, is the newly released Elijah Craig 15-year-old. I hear it's got potential of Whiskey of the Year as a contender.
Really?
I wouldn't buy it at any store, though, because I see $200 at every store. Which is crazy because that's more than the 18-year-old. Because the 18-year-old, you can get it at High Proof for $130, which shit, I almost bought a bottle just for the principal alone. Sometimes you just buy shit for the principal alone of like it's so cheap. He's like, holy shit, dude, like that's cheap for that. But if you get lucky, you're at Costco, $109.
Look at that.
So at $109, which by the way is the price of a Cascanes. Blanco?
Oh,
Just want to put that out there. But you're getting a 15-year-old aged That's bourbon. That's crazy. So, yeah, I'll just put that out there. So, yeah, you 109, you can get it at Costco. So my buddy almost grabbed me a bottle. He's going to get it to me for my birthday. You know what Costco told him? They did some dick shit. Oh, that's not for sale right now because we haven't put the price range. I said, he sent me a photo. He's like, he sent me a photo. He's like, bro, I got you. He said, I know you want this right here. I was like, I do want that. I said, how much are you? He's like, no, I'm going to hook you up, dog. And I was like, oh, shit, yeah. And then I was like, hey, so I was like, I got to treat you to something for that, right? He's like, don't bother. I was like, why? He's like, yeah, let me get it. I was like, what the fuck, dude? So what jackass stuck that on the shelf then, knowing good and goddamn well that shit can't be sold?
That's fucked.
They told him, I think something about it, it goes on sale tomorrow or the next day after or some shit. And he was like, I'm not fucking driving back up here. You don't even know when it's going to be fucking out on the shelf. They said something about the manager needs to put the price and SKU on it and shit like that. Just look it up at other Costco's then.
Same shit.
Yeah, it's the same shit. They use the same code. Like, just look, call another Costco, say, hey, we got a guy. This is on shelf by mistake. Fuck it, you know? What's the SKU on this? We'll type it in here, and we'll just run it there. Yeah, like, he had two of them. He had the two of them there. I was like, God damn. I was like, you got the hookup then, no? Mm-mm. Damn. I'm a little upset because I heard some really good. I heard it's better than that 18-year-old.
Man, 15, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I hear it's a contender of whiskey of the year.
All right. I'm curious to try this now.
Nah, yeah, I really want to try it. I just don't want to pay $200 if I can get it for $109.
I don't want to do that.
Why would if the 18 is $130, why the fuck would I pay $200 for the Hell yeah. So what the fuck? Like, and by the way, that $200 was at high proof. So you know at other stores, it's probably more than that. Because high proof is usually relatively cheap then. So it's like, oh, yeah. So if you can get it for $100, fucking find it. Take it. Yeah, but I'm not paying $200. You can kiss my ass on that. So, so yeah. What other news and notes? Anything else get released that we should bring up? We talked about the Coscones, the Elijah Craig 15. We talked about the episode we're going to do, the new Lost Lore bottles that'll be dropping. Yayo just got some Añejo single barrels in. I got both of them. I got one of them. The other one is 1530, which is a limited release project they're doing for schools and kids and stuff like that. Great little opportunity there. I need to open both of those. I have not done that yet. Siete Leguas, not really new, but like if you find it, the Hungarian oak cask, I hear that's solid. So $60, can't beat that. 69, I think, or whatever and shit, high proof. Can't think of any other new releases that I... Oh, and then obviously the Cabal, which doesn't exist, basically. At least in our world, so...
Yeah. I don't know what universe, but damn, it's damn short this one. So...
I'm literally about...
Hopefully our tune changes by the end of this week, but I wouldn't put money on that.
I think you're right. I think it was before May, because I think we brought that up for Añejo month or whatever. Yeah.
I think it was like April.
Yeah, I think it was, because he was like, oh, man, we get that for Cabal month. Yeah, or Añejo month. Yeah, I was like, oh, that would be nice. You know what I'd like to do, too? A versus week of old nom versus new nom for Cabal.
That'd be dope.
I think new nom would obviously win that. I don't think it makes sense. Though. Yeah, it'd be fun. We know who wins because that repo, if I'm not mistaken, that was the first thing that came out of the new nom. And that shit is miles better than the regular repo. Well, to be fair, I have the horse head repo. Haven't opened it yet, so who knows? I just don't think it's beating that new repo there. So
that new repo is crazy. For that to be the base repo, fucking nuts.
Yeah. You, I got to get you that Insulino repo. That shit is fucking wild to be based. Yeah, like, that shit is crazy. Yeah, like, okay. I had my boys that showed up from Tall JB, Ambassador Liquor and stuff like that, and I told them to try that shit. They was like mind blown. I was like, I'm trying to tell you, that one's aged in, I'm blanking. I think that either that one's Weller 12 or Pappy Van Winkle barrels. Okay. I think that one was Weller 12, but that shit is so fucking good to be his base repo for $50 or whatever. It's like, god damn, dude. So that shit, Sergio Cruz don't miss though. So you know, I will say this, Everardo, if you could just do one thing, when you release these new batches, if you could just put batch 2 or something shit on the fucking ball, that'd be nice.
That'd be cool. I do like my designated in a certain way.
Because me and a buddy was contemplating, we was trying to have we had a whole fucking 40-minute conversation about Cabal, not knowing what the fuck we were doing. Because High Proof released this Cabal Anejo, and they call it Cabal Anejo 44.
44.
So is that different than from the previous one? Because I already got two of the Anejos from the old nom and of that, whatever. But they wasn't called 44. So it was like, did you just change the name? Like, and also, too, we also found out something. The proof is different on the Anejos as well. It's 44 on that one because it's that proof. And the one we had was a 40 proof, too, as well. So we just need some, like, clarifications.
Yeah,
you can just do that. So, like, and yeah, I know he told me that the Pure Potro, that's a new batch. I don't fuck what I know if I'm getting the new batch. Like, so, like, you can just slap a like a tag on it, like it can go around the neck or whatever and shit.
Yeah,
that'd be great. I just need some clarification. I don't want to buy the same bottles that I probably already have two bottles of and shit. So if this Cabal Anejo 44 is that, if that's a new one, a new batch that you release. And it's under $90. I think it's like $80 or whatever shit. I'd straight up buy it. I just need to know if it's different. So if you could just hook me up with that, dog.
Yeah, I want to say that's the new batch, right?
Probably, because why would High Proof just recently post that shit or whatever? So it's like
one of the new bottle type, from my understanding.
It's at a horse head.
Yeah, it's like the Charles. Yeah. So
The Charles, this one's not in the horse head. This one I'm talking about. Yeah, this one's different.
Oh,
yeah.
So the Charles and then the Anejo.
Yeah, and then it's like a regular Anejo. Oh, yeah. Oh,
gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha. It's like there's new fucking proof points on them.
I did see that Anejo 44.
That kind of threw me off as well.
I'm confused.
So I don't know what the fuck's going on. Okay, never mind.
Because the older Anejos were, me and my buddy were talking about, they're 40 proof.
Mm-hmm.
Or 40 ABV, I should say, or whatever and shit. So it's like, if this 44, is that a new batch? Or is that like an old one that just popped up and we never had?
What's going on then?
So yeah, I just need some clarification of like batch this and that. We talking about Heaven Hill. We talking about Elijah Craig. You know what I love about that shit? Every year, they put a fucking number on that. Yeah, it says 25 on that bitch or 26 or whatever shit. I know what I'm buying. So I know what the fuck I'm buying. They usually say A125 or A or B125 right,
exactly.
Or
exactly.
You know what year you're getting or whatever. Michter's does the same thing. As the year on there, it's 24, 25, 26, whatever and shit. Baumberger's does the same thing. All companies do it. Cabal, I have not figured that out yet. So if you could just put a marking on it, I know in his mind, because he's a tequila guru and shit, he's probably saying you need things dumbified for you. Yes. I do. I'm being blunt with you. I need to dumbify for me. I'm stupid and I need to know if I'm not buying the same shit. Cause I have no problem spending $80 to get another Anejo that you release from your new batch. But if it's the same shit that I already own two bottles of, I don't need it, dog. So that'd be nice. Yeah. I just need clarification on that. Might have to have you come back on this show to fucking explain that, to be honest. With that said, I think now we're done. We can get out of here now. So that shit is fucking delicious, by the way. So
that old barrel of Bourbon County, man. One of a kind.
Still got that much in there.
Yeah, I got a good amount left, too. Okay,
that's half a bottle. Yeah, half a bottle. And I poured more in it. That's a good size fucking bottle.
That's the perfect size.
Yeah, it really is. So, yeah. JB don't play. Yeah. That was supposed to be my logo when we first started this, whatever. I never went forward with it. Never went nowhere with it. I think I stuck it on this beer glass, whatever and shit. Because I was going to give you one with a K on it and shit. Yeah. Never went any further than that. I was just like, yeah, it's cool. I was like,
stop right here.
That's it's cool, yeah. I know Fuck You Fest, they fucked up when they put that J and B on it, whatever. And I was just like, man, I didn't even get that right. Damn. Damn.
Like, they could J and B.
They could have put JB or J and K. I'd have been cool with that or whatever. That would have made sense. I had the last drop on there. It's like, so they want to put J and K. I was like, oh, I'm cool with that. J and B. I was like, ah, damn, they fucked up. Like, he's just Fuck that all up. Whatever. Oh, when Whiskey World, that came out. Michter's has a new release. And not another like yearly release. This is a new one released. It's the Sour Mash. And we all know they have their Toasted Barrel Sour Mash that drops yearly or came back yearly. Now they have a Barrel Strength Sour Mash. I'm sure it's probably fucking delicious because Michter's usually release delicious ass products. So it's high as fuck though. Even high proof. They try to bundle it for like $2.50. And I was just like, we ain't doing that. Ooh, that's steep as shit. That was super steep. I was like, no. I like Michter's, but their packaging is not exclusive for that price point. No. Oh, and one more thing. Shout out to Blue Run for sending me a little care package. They gave me these badass glasses, dude. Those glasses are nice as shit. I really like those glasses a lot. Shout out to them for that, because that's some good shit right there. I know company got so many goddamn bottles now, whatever shit. Mike is no longer with Blue Run, by the way. No, he doesn't do anything with Blue Run anymore. He's not the owner. And, you know, they sold it to Coors. So it's not even really the same team anymore and shit like that. So product's still good, but, you know, you kind of missed that that behind the scenes love that they had or whatever and shit. So, on that note, we can get out of here now. Now we're done. There's no more releases, no nothing to talk about now here. So with that said, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.